Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
We are back now, Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth, 28 minutes to three, if you're interested. Now, we have Joe here from Island Raids. Now, Joe, you've come to talk to us about something that's really important, haven't you?
I have indeed. So, first of all, thank you very much for the invite. This is something that I'm really passionate about sharing on behalf of everybody that works for Island Roads, and it's linked in with our latest Island Roads safety group and some of our press release, which I gather caught your attention, and thank you very much for that.
It's something which is really a sad thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I think it's fair to say that for a long time, we have known that there has been disrespect towards our workforce. But what really brought it into sharp focus for me was spending some time in a focus group with a good cross-section of people that I work with, and just hearing their stories firsthand about how this grinds them down. It's constant. They are the subject of disrespect when out just doing their everyday working roles. And then further to that, we have seen an increase in rise in, I guess, a disrespect beyond our people, but a disrespect for the law in terms of breaches in road closures, which not only puts those individuals at risk, but definitely our workforce. And I've got lots of stories around that. So it was earlier on in the year that we come together and sort of said enough is enough, we really need to take this further. And that was where the Island Roads Safety Group was born. It's very much a partnership at Island Roads. We're working in partnership with the Isle of Wight Council and the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Constabulary, and in particular we have support from our Police and Crime Commissioner Donna Jones.
Absolutely, and rightly so. I mean, it is, abuse in any form is not acceptable, and people should be able to do their jobs without facing abuse, shouldn't they?
I agree. And whilst the focus of our safety group really is looking at, you know, breaches in temporary traffic management out on the network, and to give examples of that, that's anything from people driving through road closure signs and speeding past our workforce to even we have some examples recently of people stopping, motorists stopping, taking barriers, setting them aside, and, you know, deliberately driving through or even on the footway and risking, you know, collision with pedestrians. But it's deeper and broader than that. The level of disrespect that I see, I unfortunately have experienced, and I know my colleagues have too. It's abuse on the phone when people call into our hub and our call centre. It's stopping people on the streets. It's sadly even when some people leave work and they might just have their lanyard around their neck, mm-hmm. and they're just going about their everyday business. That respect or lack of respect is really cross-cutting through out their lives, and they don't deserve it. At the end of the day, the near 200 people that work for Island Roads, you know, the majority of us, we are islanders, we live here, we are part of the community, we sit in at those traffic lights too.
Absolutely. So you sit in the same traffic lights as everybody else does.
Yeah, and look, I'm not here to pretend that the work we do doesn't cause disruption. I appreciate there is a lot going on. We have aging infrastructure across the network. You know, that's roads, bridges, services, utilities, you name it. All of that stuff, I think, in everyday life we take for granted. You know, you and I this morning, we will have got up, we will have brushed our teeth. That meant running the tap and, this, you know, turning our lights on, getting
yes,
in our car
absolutely.
And driving to work. All of that infrastructure, and it is aging, it requires maintenance, and that is going to need us to get onto the network. Now, some things are going to be more impactful than others, and I get that our perhaps the level of and volume of work, it is heightened here on the Isle of Wight, where the lack of alternative diversions and strategic routes mean that, you know, when we put traffic lights or road closures in place, that really can disrupt journey times. But at no point does that mean that our workforce should be the subject of being put in danger or
absolutely.
Having this level of aggression.
I mean, talking about the importance of following the you know, the temporary traffic management so that the essential works can be completed, do the majority of road users respect that?
Yeah, I mean, look, absolutely. I think the majority of people understand that road closed means road closed. But unfortunately, I think what we're seeing, and perhaps social media has given a bit of a rise to the kind of level of disrespect and disregard for those things around information that's being spread about what's going on. But ultimately, those closures are put in place for the safety of not just our workforce, but motorists as well. And going beyond that road closure is unlawful. Enforcement action can and has been taken, and we're working closely with the police to continue to pursue that for definitely.
So the thing is, you know, when you go past a closed sign, it's not only illegal, but it is causing safety issues, and you're not following the highway code either, are you?
No, absolutely.
And you're breaking the law.
Yeah, and further to that, you know, if you were to do that and you were to have an incident, there's also some, you know, questions raised around the validity of your car insurance as well.
Absolutely.
So that's something for motorists to bear in mind.
So the main thing really is to pay close attention to signs and don't attempt to drive around them.
Absolutely.
That would be
my call to action today, is really to please observe those closures that are in place and to respect our workforce.
Absolutely. And you know, politeness and good behaviour costs nothing. It is about respect, because as we were saying earlier, and you've pointed out, that the majority of Island Roads workers are islanders.
Yeah, you know, I love that phrase. Island Roads is island people. We are part of the community here. We live and breathe everything that happens across the network. And you know, I'm proud to say that I work for Island Roads and work with an amazing set of colleagues who I see that they really do care about what they're delivering, and they really do want to get the job done. It's often, I use the kind of phrase, short-term pain for long-term gain. We had that discussion about how we all started our day. Perhaps are we too quick to think about the disruption when we face a road closure or a traffic light, but we don't often ask ourselves, why is this being done, and what would the disruption look like if that road was cut off and came into disuse, or the utilities, you know, could no longer serve my property.
Indeed. And you know, people may say, well, you know, I have heard that people say, oh, the signs don't show properly. But if somebody sees a sign that they know, because they live here, is pointing the wrong way, it could be that somebody's moved it. Who should they phone?
So if there's any queries around that, if it's a highway network emergency, then we would encourage you to call directly so that we can deal with that promptly, and in that case you can call Island Roads. If it's something that doesn't require urgent attention, then I would encourage everybody to go to islandroads.com and use the Fix My Street function, where we can pick up that item and triage it accordingly so that it can be dealt with in accordance with an appropriate timescale.
Absolutely, and I've used that, and it's a really good thing. And things are really picked up quickly.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's probably worth noting that whilst we appreciate that there's still some things in the pipeline and development, we have just recently relaunched our website, very much in an effort to make it a bit more user-friendly, make it a bit more visually appearing, more accessible, certainly. So for anyone that perhaps has used those services in the past but hasn't done so recently, then please do head over to islandroads.com. And over the coming months, we aim to make that, you know, the absolute central place to help plan and inform your journeys on the island.
And that's the thing, isn't it? You know, because in the past people relied on newspapers, you know, with the long list of traffic orders. But now you guys have things that you put up every day to say where you are.
Yeah, we do. We've got information across our website, and there's also some information that's published daily on X. But as ever, there are things that come up and happen throughout the course of the working day, and sometimes emergency road closures are necessary to deal with the matter at hand, and they might not have been advertised in advance, and that's even more reason to urge people to, you know, stay alert and look at the road signs when they're driving along. And road closed really does mean road closed.
Absolutely. So what would be your parting remark to plea to people listening today?
So as I just said there, it's comply with the signage on the roads. Road close mean road close. And if you do have an interaction with anyone of our working, you know, anyone that works at Island Roads or with any of our working sites, please treat them with the courtesy that they deserve. You might not like what we're doing, it might be the bane of some of your frustration, but if you can just take a moment to understand that it's for a reason, it's all part of keeping our infrastructure going and the network moving, recognise that they are human too.
Absolutely, and that you're doing a fabulous job.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jo, for coming in to chat to us, and wish you well.
Thank you very much for the time today, we really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.